Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Oh, well, Ken and I were just talking off the air a little bit about where he lives, and I know I've had a bunch of discussion with you guys because that's outside of being here every day, what I'm going to do with my life, where I'm going to go. And I told you yesterday about my toxic traits are that I can't ever make a decision.
Yeah.
So my wife and I, her not knowing the area at all, kind of drove around yesterday figuring out, and we've been doing this for a couple months, trying to figure out where we want to be, and we're looking in the Woodbury area, and then we went to Inver Grove Heights. I can't afford Eagan or Mendota Heights. And so then, you know, she starts Googling. How did you guys, like, I know you've bought and sold and bought and sold and bought and sold in the last few years. How did
yes.
you, like, land on where? I know now because isn't your husband from the River Falls area?
Yep, we live in the same neighborhood as he grew up. My in-laws live right down the street.
Right.
So that was easy. We knew that would be the end goal. Didn't think it would be so soon, not going to lie. Started out in downtown Minneapolis when I met him.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Great Cloud Island, like South St. Paul area. And then kept moving east, Woodbury in there. So I guess that's why. And then you, that's your kind of your hood where you grew up in.
I grew up in St. Paul, and I had one spot that I always wanted. There's two things in my mind in my life. I was either going to move to Seattle, Washington, because that was where Ken Griffey Jr. played baseball.
Yeah.
And he's like my absolute hero
played
of anything.
Played Cincinnati, too.
I mean, he did, but nobody really talks
about nobody wants to
White
live
Sox
there.
Too, but, oh, gross. But anyway, I wanted to live one place, and it's changed since then, but Roseville was all I ever wanted to do, so it was easier for me.
Yep.
I was like, well, I'll check around, and I looked at probably 20 different cities. And the only one that I loved was at the time was Roseville. So I found one, and it's kind of fun because I'm on the cusp of different cities because people are like, oh, that's Little Canada. No, that's St. Paul. No, that's blah, 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 Shoreview. It's like, nope. I mean, I'm kind of on all the different edges, but I consider myself a Roseville guy. It was easy for me.
He's a rosebud.
And that's the thing is my wife's like, well, how are we going to decide? You know, and kind of tried to drive around the communities, but I'm like, unfortunately, the only one I know well in that area is Woodbury. I grew up on the east side of St. Paul, so we had Oakdale, Maplewood, all that. And I'm like, I know Woodbury well. I'm like, I can drive through Inver Grove Heights, but I don't know anything here.
East side is the best side.
I'm telling you. But so that's how I'm like, we keep going back to it. And she's like, well, you have to expand it because we can't just hope that that's where we're going to end up.
I mean, here's the one thing to think about, and she'll always fight this. Des lived in Woodbury for like 16 minutes. And
I
then
wasn't even
right
a full year.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you sold your house. She was in, I can't remember the name of it.
We were in Great Cloud Island.
For a while.
For a couple of years, which, you know, and then
which I don't even know where that is. Grew up here. I'm like, when you text me that, I'm like, I have never even heard of that.
Yeah, it's, I hadn't either. It's the most haunted place in all of Minnesota.
Okay.
So don't move there. It is a cool little place. But we moved to Woodbury thinking we would never find a place in this neighborhood. And then, of course, right when we get settled in Woodbury, boom, a house goes up for sale in the neighborhood, our dream neighborhood where Taylor's parents live. So that's why that unfortunately like happened, bad timing. I did like being in Woodbury, though. You have everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, Radio Drive. I mean, everything is on Radio Drive. So
Lake Elmo is really great, too, and it's right on the other side of 94.
I don't know what you think my budget is at this point.
Oh, true.
Because I looked at Lake Elmo, I'm like, never mind.
Everything is on the water in the world of Des and Taylor. So you have to understand that. But there's so many cool cities. People can text in ideas, too.
Yes.
Of really good cities to be able to, or call. I mean, maybe you're somebody who is an advocate for your city.
Yes,
maybe,
sell Wes on it.
Yeah. Yes. Give us a call right now, 651-989-5795, because there's stuff. I've lived here my whole life, Wes, for 40 years, and there are cities I didn't even know anything about.
Right. Well,
you know,
like I think I told you guys a couple days ago, my hotel's in New Brighton. I knew where New Brighton was. I've driven through it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever even known anybody that's lived there.
Totally.
Yeah.
Cottage Grove, another one to think about, because it's right over there, the Woodbury East Side, you know, that's right by Great Cloud.
Our TV operations manager was trying to convince me on that.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
That's where they live.
But that's what I'm saying. Isn't it? It's like the pride you have in your city. So convince Wes. Where do you want him to go? Where should Wes hunker down for? 651-989-5795.
Or you can go the opposite way. You know where you should live? Roseville. Why? Because I live in Woodbury. I don't want you to live by me.
You can always move to Roseville. It's a great city. You
I'm
mock
live
it.
With you. I already told you that. 94.5 KS95, Crisco, Dez, and Wes. You can always find us as well on the KS95 app.
Take us anywhere you want. We'll go with you.
Right now, we do want to get to somebody. Dennis is in Anoka, and they want you to move to Anoka. Dennis does. Dennis, why should Wes move to Anoka?
It's Denise.
Oh,
and
I read that quick. Sorry.
That was my childhood nickname.
Hey, so well, Dennis, Denise.
Some fond memories. I think Wes should live in Anoka because we're on the corner of two rivers. You can go tubing down the Rum River or boating down the Mississippi. We have festivals, food truck festivals. We have music festivals, movies in the park, small town feel, but very close to the cities.
I do love Anoka. You know, I know the area well.
And it's the Halloween
Anoka
capital
County,
of the world.
Less taxes than Ramsey or Hennepin.
Oh, okay. Well, now you might have me there, Denise. Dennis.
But no, it's great. Close to parks, dog parks, everything you ever need. I tell everybody that I live in a 3-exit radius.
Okay, so it's nice and close. Paige, what were you gonna say?
I was telling Dennis that
okay, I get it, it's Denise, I'm sorry.
I lived in Coon Rapids, on the border when I first started here, right on the border of Anoka and Coon Rapids.
Yep.
And I absolutely loved my location. I was between a Costco, Target, Walmart, and then there's a Cane's right here. There's everything you need in Coon Rapids, sort of like Woodbury, but maybe a little more affordable. And then it was like a 22-minute drive.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's always a good thing, too. Hey, Dennis, thanks for calling in.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Nux, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Nux. Ridiculous.
See, I never think of that. When you pointed that out, I didn't really think about it. Yes, I love Costco. Costco is my favorite store on the planet.
Well, good. There's one right by your would-be home in Woodbury.
Okay.
Right there. I'm headed there today.
Oh, see, now we're getting text messages. Mississippi is filthy. St. Croix isn't.
That's why.
You what?
That's why I like being out there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's what they're saying is if you're going to do it, Woodbury is the place to go. Moundsview, right next to New Brighton, is a good place to stay also.
Mm.
Wes, welcome. Welcome to Woodbury. We want you to move here ASAP. Mm-hmm. A lot of Woodbury love in these text messages right now. So, I mean, it looks like you're going to Woodbury. Buddy.
I mean, honestly, the guy said I ruined it for my 9-month stint there. What did you guys call it?
Hoodbury. No, what was it? It was...
Yeah, you said I made it hillbilly.
Woodbilly.
Yeah. And it's true. I probably did. I fit in a lot.
I'm in Maplewood right now, and I can tell you, do not live there. I hate it. But go a little bit further. Dude, Woodbury is awesome. If it's in your price range, I would say no doubt go to Woodbury.
I know Maplewood well, you know, being an Eastsider.
Of course.
I was in Maplewood.
That's too bad.
I mean, there's so many places to go. I mean, you could do what TJ and Dez did, try to just go an hour plus away. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's far. I mean, I'm not an hour away. I don't know what you say. It takes me 35 minutes without traffic here in the morning. Snow puts a little damper on it, too. Shame fun. But whatever.
Sorry. One of my best friends lives in River Falls, and he's right outside of River Falls, and he's constantly trying to convince me I need to live there. And I'm like, I just don't know. Like you had to do the other day. You worked... drove home to drive back, and I'm like, I don't want to have to do that nonstop.
Yeah, it's a good couple hours in the car. My butt hurts.
Okay, well, you're going to have to keep us up to date. Now that we've gotten to Dez's butt talk, we're going to move on.